Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you trip and fall face first into a plate of nachos at a party? Yeah, we've all been there. Sometimes life just throws us curveballs, right? And let's be honest, those moments can really knock our confidence down a peg or two. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you bounce back from those stumbles and actually thrive amidst the chaos? It's called self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is another fluffy, be nice to yourself, pep talk, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or ignoring your mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. And guess what? It's absolutely essential for maintaining good mental health, especially in today's fast-paced, high-pressure world. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you understand the power of self-compassion and how to weave it into your everyday life. 1. Self-compassion is not self-indulgence. This is a big one, folks. We often confuse self-care with being selfish or indulging in every whim. But true self-compassion involves acknowledging our struggles, recognizing that we're human and make mistakes, and treating ourselves with gentleness, even when things get tough. It's about setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing our well-being, and knowing that our worth isn't tied to our achievements or how flawlessly we navigate life. 2. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that nagging voice in your head that constantly puts you down? You're not good enough. You should have done better. What were you thinking? That, my friends, is your inner critic. It's a part of all of us, but it doesn't have to rule our lives. By becoming aware of those negative thoughts, we can start to challenge them and replace them with more compassionate and supportive ones. 3. Practice mindfulness. One powerful way to cultivate self-compassion is through mindfulness. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself spiraling into negative thoughts or emotions, take a deep breath, acknowledge what you're feeling, and gently guide your attention back to your surroundings. 4. Connect with others. We are social creatures, and feeling connected to others is crucial for our well-being. Remember that even the most confident people have doubts and insecurities. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need support. Sharing your struggles can not only lighten the load but also remind you that you're not alone. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, it's important to acknowledge and celebrate your successes. Did you finally finish that project? Did you overcome a challenge? Give yourself credit. These victories, big or small, are proof of your strength and resilience. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly your mind goes blank. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar wave of panic rising. Ever felt like that? Suddenly, everyone's staring at you with laser focus, waiting for the next words to tumble out. It's easy to spiral into self-criticism, berating yourself for this brain freeze. But what if you instead treated yourself with a little compassion? Instead of thinking, "I'm such an idiot," try saying, "This is really stressful, but I'm going to take a deep breath and do my best." Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on getting through the moment one step at a time. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to ourselves through the imperfections. It's recognizing our shared humanity, embracing our vulnerabilities, and treating ourselves with the same love and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. And that's the power of self-compassion. It equips us to handle life's curveballs with grace, resilience, and ultimately, a whole lot more confidence. So, go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more tips on building social confidence and living a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.